Hi, this is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for joining me today. We are studying a new topic, and this is a new short series entitled Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. Now, this phrase, rightly dividing the Word of Truth, is found in our Bibles in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And if you will turn there with me, we will read this verse, starting at verse 15 here. Paul says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Now, a few things to notice about this verse. First of all, the word study. In the King James Version, it's also used in a phrase where Paul says, study to be quiet. And the thought there is diligence. It's not the word study in the King James does not mean that this is a job, that all of us should sit in our rooms until the wee hours of the night, reading book after book after book. No, the thought here is diligence. Paul is saying to be diligent to show thyself approved unto God. Another thing to notice about this verse, this diligence is something we can only do for ourselves. Nobody else can do it for us. And that's why we always say to do, and I always tell you in this program, do not believe me. Do not believe me, but search and see. Don't believe anything I say just because I say it. As a matter of fact, this should go for any preacher or teacher, even if a preacher or teacher has a fancy title in front of his name, such as reverend or pastor or doctor. Just because they have that title that men give them does not mean that God approves of that title. So be very careful, friends, that we present ourselves approved unto God. We show ourselves approved unto God, not unto men. And this is something we can only do by ourselves. And it says, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Now, this term workman is another interesting thing. This is for the working class society. This is not for the, we live in America today, we always have class warfare. Well, this is for the working class. Some studying or being diligent to show ourselves approved to God is something for the working class. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Right division. Now, one thing to notice about this phrase, rightly dividing the word of truth, there's no thought here that we're going to cut up the word in pieces. We honor the word of God as the word of God when we rightly divide it. So there's no thought here in rightly dividing that we're going to cut it up in pieces. No, we are simply honoring this book as the word of truth, but we do practice the principle of right division. Now, the same Bible, the same book, 2 Timothy, also says in chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So in this program, we teach that all scripture is given by inspiration. Every book from Genesis through Revelation is God-breathed and profitable. But we also believe that in order to get the most out of the Word of God and to apply it properly, we must rightly divide it. So the same book that says all scripture is inspired also says to rightly divide the scripture. All the Bible is for us, but not all the Bible is about us. And that's the principle that we plan on teaching you in this short series here. Now, first of all, let's consider Timothy and how he would have understood when Paul said to rightly divide the word of truth. Now, first of all, Timothy was a son of a Jewish woman and a Greek man, according to Acts chapter 16. Now, Timothy was taught the scriptures by his mother and his grandmother, if you remember from the first chapter of 2 Timothy. So he learned the scriptures, the Old Testament primarily, through his mother and grandmother. And in Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6, and I bet you many of you out there can probably quote this, my family, we have Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 in a frame hanging up in our house. And it reads this way, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We read, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And I'm sure most of you have heard that before, if you're a Christian and you read the Bible before. If not, we're glad to introduce this verse to you, and it's a wonderful passage. Now, in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, the phrase, direct thy paths, in verse 6, he'll direct thy paths, reads rightly divide in the Greek version of the Old Testament. Now remember we said that Timothy was a son of a Greek man and a Jewish woman, and Timothy would have been familiar with the Greek Old Testament, which is called the Septuagint, and the people have called it the Septuagint, but we'll just call it the Greek version of the Old Testament. And in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it would read this way in the Greek version: "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall rightly divide thy paths." Now, what this means is rightly dividing does not require someone to be a college student. It is simply the sane and sensible thing to do when you're driving. So when you drive, you follow the street signs to get where you want to go. And so that's right division. When you're, if you're trying to get from Chicago to Augusta, Georgia, you look on your map and you rightly divide the map. In other words, you direct your path properly by looking at the map and seeing which roads to take. So if you want to get from Chicago to Augusta, Georgia, you follow a certain path to get there. And so true in the Bible. In the Bible, if the Bible speaks about heaven or earth, you and I today, who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we hope one day to go to heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven, so we want to follow the scripture to speak of heaven. And so whether you follow Peter or Paul is very distinct in the scriptures. When we rightly divide the word of truth, we're recognizing that the Apostle Paul speaks of heaven as our home, and the Apostle Peter, and even our Lord's ministry on earth, speaks about earth as the home to those to whom Peter is addressing. So you and I today, this is an important principle for us today in order to understand what is our calling and our hope, and we need to see Paul if we're going to follow our heavenly path. Now, we can only touch on this, and we'll get back to this a little later on. Now, I want to show you how our Lord himself used this principle of right division. In Luke 4, 16 to 21, I'm going to turn there and just read it to you. And friends, I hope that you're patient with this program. I know it's not a lot of excitement going on here, not a lot of music being played or yelling. We're very simple here. We just want to seek to teach you the scriptures, and we pray that you would pay attention, that you would listen, and that you would go back and check on these references. Now, first of all, Luke 4, 16 to 21, and it says, "And he came," speaking of our Lord, "he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down." Now, I want you to notice that one of the rules in the synagogues in our Lord's day was that when they read the scriptures in the synagogue, they were required to read about what would be an equivalent to 20 or 25 verses. But our Lord, when he stood up in a synagogue to read, he only read one verse and a half of another verse. And if you turn to Isaiah 61, the passage that our Lord quoted, it's a very fascinating passage, and I'll read it from there. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of our Lord," and then there's a comma, "and the day of vengeance of our God." Now, I want you to notice our Lord, in quoting this in Luke, stopped short of the day of vengeance. The day of vengeance of our God in the Authorized Version is separated by a comma. From the acceptable day of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, there's only a comma in our English version between those two phrases. That comma has been over 2,000 years apart. The Lord distinguished between the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance. And when you turn to Luke 21, verses 21 to 22, he says, "These be the days of vengeance," speaking of a future time. So those who are against the principle of rightly dividing the word of truth, and they call us names like dispensationalists or pessimillennialism and what I can't even pronounce it, but people use all kinds of phrases against us. They're saying that we're cutting into pieces the Word of God, but we're not doing that. We're simply imitating our Lord. We recognize that there is a time element in the Scriptures. Today, this part is fulfilled, but the other will come at a later time. Luke 4 is fulfilled at the first coming. Luke 21 will be fulfilled at the second coming. In other words, that first part of the verse that Isaiah that our Lord quoted, the acceptable year of our Lord, was fulfilled in his first coming. The day of vengeance, which in the authorized version, the King James, in Isaiah 61, there's only a comma between the acceptable year of our Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. There's only a comma there. But that comma represents a 2,000-year period. The acceptable day of the Lord was fulfilled at his first coming. The day of vengeance will be fulfilled at his second coming. I hope this has been a good introduction to you on the principle of right division. And next time, we're going to talk about right division and the gospel itself to show you that the principle of rightly dividing the word of truth is even important in how we preach the gospel to those who are without Christ in this world. Friends, I hope you stay tuned next time and listen in and understand this great principle that the Scriptures lay out for us. We'll see you next time.